This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. With Election Day fast approaching, Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are focusing on battleground states. Both will be in Michigan today. Last night, Donald Trump was at the annual Al Smith dinner in New York. The AP's Haya Penjwani.
Former President Donald Trump laced into Vice President Kamala Harris and other Democrats in an at times bitter speech as he headlined the annual Al Smith charity dinner in New York. Trump repeatedly criticized Harris over her decision to skip the event, breaking with presidential tradition as she campaigned in Wisconsin.
You better remember I'm here. And she's not. I could have done that too.
Harris instead sent a pre-recorded video that played on screen at the event. I'm Haya Penjwani.
Police in the Philippines say they are searching for an American who is said to have been kidnapped by gunmen. The AP's Donna Warder.
Authorities are identifying the person abducted as 26-year-old Elliot Eastman, who's from Vermont. Police say a resident in Sabuco town reported that four men in black clothing and armed with M16 rifles introduced themselves as police officers and forcibly took Eastman, who tried to escape. The resident told police that one of the gunmen shot Eastman in the leg and dragged him into a speedboat and fled. Police say they've confirmed that Eastman is being held for ransom. I'm Donna Warder.
The Texas Supreme Court has paused Robert Roberson's execution for now. He would have been the first person in this country put to death for a shaken baby syndrome murder. His supporters say he's innocent and his conviction was based on flawed evidence. A Hamas political leader says Israel is wrong if it believes that killing Hamas leaders means the end of its movement, though his statement does not directly confirm the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar in Gaza. This is AP News. Some farmers are having problems getting enough feed for their chickens. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Dozens of farmers in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin are scrambling to feed their massive flocks after a struggling organic chicken producer abruptly closed a year after getting a $39 million federal loan plus a $7 million grant. Pure Prairie Poultry shuttered its Iowa processing plant after filing for bankruptcy, citing supply chain issues and low chicken prices. The company provided feed and chicks to farmers to raise until the animals were ready to be harvested at the processing center. Iowa and Minnesota's agriculture departments stepped in to care for the birds in those states. In Wisconsin, farmers were giving away chickens to anyone who could feed them. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
We're buying more stuff despite higher prices. Retail sales rose 0.4% from August to September. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.